flower farmers, are you looking to connect with florists who truly appreciate the beauty of locally grown blooms? And florists, do you wish you had access to fresh, high-quality flowers straight from the farm? Well, I have the perfect solution for you, farmerstoflorist.com. It is the ultimate marketplace designed to bring flower farmers and florists together in one easy platform. So as a farmer, you can showcase your seasonal availability. You can connect with florists. You can get your name out there. You get listed in the directory, and you can sell your flowers at premium prices without a middleman. And as a florist, you can get access to farm fresh, locally grown blooms that your customers will love. And these are going to be vetted farmers. These are going to be farmers that understand the quality that you need, and they're not going to just try to sell you 5 gallon buckets of whatever they have going on. So, no more scrambling to find the perfect flowers last minute. I would love for you guys to check out the link in the episode notes, get signed up. We are still offering a special if it is available. The first 20 farmers to sign up for this platform get the setup fee waived, so you just have to pay the monthly premium. There is an entire episode explaining this, but go ahead, click the link, reach out to me if you have questions, and let me know what you need. Thanks. Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler-Mergen, and this is the start of a brand new three-part mini-series that I'm calling Find Your Flower Farm Fit. Whew, that's a lot of F's. Find Your Flower Farm Fit. Okay, we got it. I like this name, podcast producer Abby. We're keeping it. We're doing it. Find your flower farm fit. Okay. So this series is here to help you get clear on what kind of flower farm actually fits your life. Not someone else's vision, not just what you see on Instagram, but a model that works for your time, your resources, your goals, and your market. You see all of these other farmers doing all of these things. And so you try it and you're trying to make it work. And truly, flower farming is flowers are like food, okay? There's grocery stores, there's five-star restaurants, there's fast food, there's food trucks. There's so many ways to sell food. There's so many ways to sell flowers. So let's find your flower farm fit. So that could look like running a subscription-based business with either weekly pickup, weekly delivery. Maybe it's hosting new picks, really leaning into agritourism. Maybe you want to teach and offer hands-on floral workshops, either at your farm or travel to other places and do it. Maybe you want to stay behind the scenes and just sell to florists or make up bunches for local grocery stores. There is no wrong answer. It's just the one that makes the most sense for your life and your goals. So what the heck kind of flower farmer do you want to be? So today is episode one. We're going to start this out with assessing your resources and your market. We're going to take inventory of what you actually have to work with. So your time, your money to invest, your infrastructure, your community, your customers, who is buying it, and how those things shape what kind of offerings might work best for you. So that's episode one, this one that we're about to do. So today is April 21st, 2025. Episode two is going to drop on April 28th, and then episode three drops on May 5th. And that evening, we are also doing a free live Zoom webinar to conclude the series. Episode one, I just talked to you or told you what we're going to talk about. Episode two, next week, we're going to break down those low barrier and mid-level offerings like farm stands, subscriptions, cut flower kits, stem bars, U-picks. We're just going to break those down and decide what's best for you. And then in episode three, we're going to dive into a little bit bigger offerings. So classes, workshops, weddings, florist wholesale, and how to figure out if those are a good fit for you or something to grow into eventually. So those are episodes 1, 2, and 3. And then on May 5th at 8 p.m. Central Time, we are closing out this series with a free live Zoom webinar. So I will be walking you through how my own business grew from a $7,000 side hustle in season one to around $28,000 in year two. Year three, I hit the $78,000 mark. And then year four and five, I was right between $150,000 and $200,000 gross revenue. Now, you might think that that's amazing and crazy and awesome and great. But when you look at profit percentages, for how hard I was working year round and what I was doing, you know, the profit margins, I mean, that's gross sales. And so honestly, it's what my time is worth. I was really tapped out on my resources. Growth was stagnant if we did not invest in our farm. And so we had to make some tough decisions, and I'm going to share more about those in the webinar. But now we are making a huge investment to expand our farm even further this summer. So summer of 2025, it'll be complete end of summer. So it's a multi-use building that includes a floral workshop, a farm store, an event space. And this space is designed to grow specific areas of our business. And we're also letting go of some things that no longer serve us. So our business has evolved and stayed progressive on purpose. And I want to share those details, how we made decisions, what shifted, and how we stayed aligned with what we actually wanted our business and life to look like. So by year six, I'm working significantly fewer hours on the actual business because I built the systems and structure that let me focus on the parts of the business that I love the most. So in the webinar, I'm going to walk you through, I'm literally going to share on the screen the blueprints of our new building, how we're shifting our offerings, how this space will help other farmers too. It's a space that fertilizes the rest of the business instead of competing with our time and energy, because without it, we were absolutely capped out. So I'm going to share exactly how our offerings evolved, how we built what worked, and what I'm letting go and what's not serving us. So this isn't theory. It's a step-by-step story of what we did. So make sure you pause, head to the show notes, and there is a link to register for the Zoom webinar. So it will be recorded and it'll be on the podcast episode, but you're not going to get the video. Unless you're in Foundations of PPP, then you get the recording. Then you'll get the video. But if you want to see like the photos, the blueprints, and ask questions and Q&A, then you got to be on live. And so as soon as you sign up, make sure you check your inbox immediately. It's going to come from Sunny Mary Meadow Coaching. So check your junk mail, open that confirmation email so that your provider knows that we're legit, move it to inbox, so that it doesn't send the webinar info to your junk folder. And then you'll get an email or two. And then 15 minutes prior to the start time on Monday, May 5th, you will get the Zoom link sent out to you. So there are some major discounts, hint, hint, headed your way when you do sign up for the webinar. So they're just webinar exclusive savings that you will not see anywhere else. So do not miss out. So, all right, let's jump into episode 1 of Find Your Flower Farm Fit. If you're new here or have been listening for a while, you know that my journey from full-time nurse practitioner to full-time flower farmer has had a lot of pivots. And that's exactly what we're talking about in this series. There is no one-size-fits-all flower farm. This is about finding what you are good at, what your market needs, and how you can build something that works for your life. So today we are starting with the foundation, evaluating what you already have, your time, your money, your space, and your community. And I want to help you just kind of zoom out, take an honest look at your resources, and start getting strategic before you commit to growing thousands of stems and picking a path of ways you're going to sell those stems that might not be the best fit, but that's what you saw other people doing. So that's what you decided to do. So let's start with time, because honestly, that's one of the easiest resources to underestimate. I now value my time so closely. That is the most valuable thing that I own, is my time. And so how many hours per week can you really dedicate to flower farming? And not just how many hours, but what kind of flexibility do you have with that time? So for example, if you're a teacher, you might not want to grow tulips or peonies because they have to be picked at the exact right moment. You cannot exactly leave a classroom to harvest a tunnel full of tulips before they blow open. So it's not just about having time, it's about having the right kind of time for the crops and offering that you want. Next question, is this a side hustle or are you going to go full time? And what does full time mean? And is that something you could ever change? I actually did a mini series last year called Should You Start a Flower Farm? And if you fall in the camp of, I can never leave my full-time job because the benefits are too good, I really want you to think through what this looks like long-term. Because let's be honest, best case scenario, you spend 40 hours a week at your day job, probably 10 hours commuting a week if it's half hour each way, or even if you include the time that you spend getting wet ready for work, we are at least 50 hours a week. And then you try to squeeze in at least 20 hours of flower farming. That is 70 hours of work per week. And that is best case scenario. I don't know that I want you to have that long-term sustainable where April to mid-October, you work 70 hours a week. Like that's exhausting. Next question, do you have kids? Do you have another job? Are your weekends sacred family time? Or are you open to hosting events? You picks on Saturdays? When I started Sunny Mary Meadow, I had a toddler and was working as a full-time nurse practitioner. So I had to fit the farm work into nap times, early mornings before work. And I started with things I could control on my own time. So that was subscriptions where people picked them up while I was at work, a self-serve farm stand, and then I did bouquet deliveries on my way to work where people could pick up at their convenience, or I worked 4 9-hour days. So I had Tuesdays off and I would do free delivery on Tuesdays or something like that. Well, on the flip side, I love interacting with people and I have weekend flexibility and I enjoy being the face of my brand. But you might love, and if that's the case, then you might love the UPICs or on the farm workshops. And honestly, that was a big decision for me. I wanted to know my customers. However, all of those things really take time and it might not fit in every season of your life. All right, part two, money and infrastructure. So next up is your financial investment and your physical setup. Do you have access to a cooler? This was a game changer for me because I already had a cooler. Now, she's pretty old. There used to be a USDA inspected butcher shop on our farm. We just don't mess with the motor. With this new space, we are going to have a new cooler. We're still going to use the old one for like tulip and peony season, but otherwise she gets shut down. But we're going to have a bigger walk-in cooler with like two ACs with cool mods and all of that. But do you have a cooler? Because that's going to really allow handling those large-scale events, florist orders, stuff like that. Do you have a greenhouse or high tunnel? Can you get one? What is your zone? Are you just growing in open fields? This affects what you can grow and what you can promise to your customers and how much profitability you have to sit in such a short amount of time. I think that, you know, a lot of people are getting really real with themselves when they want to offer flowers. For me here in Minnesota, I would love, with my new heated high tunnels coming, eventually mid-March to end of June, have flowers and then start up again like beginning of August. They're just, for whatever reason, I only have a couple weddings in July. People are busy. They're at the lake. They don't want to go anywhere. And so the high tunnels really allow me to expand those shoulder seasons and build my business around that. But maybe you want UPICs and you want them right in the middle of summertime. Next question about your resources. This one's huge. What about your water access? That is something that I see people underestimate all of the time. Parking spaces, rooms. If you want people on site, again, that's going to be all covered in the Zoom webinar, why we're doing what we're doing. But you don't need it all to start, but being honest about what you do have helps you decide which offerings make sense now and what you might want to grow into later. Number three is your audience and community. This is where you start to look outward. Who are you selling to? Who is already paying attention to you? Do you have a customer base? Maybe you're a brand new farmer. Maybe you've been doing this for a while, but you might have, you know, a couple hundred Facebook followers on an account. I started with just friends and family. Then I started with a farm stand. Then I built an email list. You don't need thousands of followers. You just need the right people. Take a look around. What are the other farmers doing in your area? So around me, there's probably a dozen flower farmers within 20 miles. But I sell out because I focused on my branding and I didn't try to be everything for everyone. So look for those gaps too. Is everyone around you doing like $15 roadside market bouquets? Maybe you want to stand out by offering something more custom or wedding florals or, you know, things that are more high end and separating you. But I teach this all the time in my Foundations of PPP course. Do not take a $30, $40 bouquet and just sell it for $20 because that's all your customer base wants. Just grow those heat loving annuals, put them in a mason jar, and then go ahead and sell them for $15. But don't stick Lysianthus, dahlias, ranunculus, tulips, expensive flowers into a jar and try to sell it for cheap. But that's a race to the bottom and there's no profitability because your time matters. Are there florists in your area? What kind of florists? Are they studio florists? Are they retail shops? Are they event designers? Knowing what kind of florists they are and their needs will really help you decide what to grow. And we're going to talk about that a lot more in episode 3, but you know, just take a look around at what florists are available before you decide that you're going to sell to florists. All right, now I want you to do some homework. So grab notebook, Google Doc, something like that. And I want you to make 2 columns. So in the first one, what are your resources that you have? You know, your time, your expansion plans, all of those things. And then in the other side, I want you to say, what does your community need or want? What is missing in your local market in terms of flowers? What have people already asked me about? Again, that's going to be huge on the Zoom webinar, how we decided to pivot. It was those questions and those problems we were getting over and over again that we decided that expanding our business was the solution to our own problems and the community's problems. So this is just your starting point. Don't skip this. You're probably driving. I know most of you drive while you listen to this, but when you get home, make sure you please, please, please sign up for the webinar. So in episode 2, we're going to break down specific offerings. So we're going to talk about farm stands, subscriptions, stem bars, U-picks, and how to figure out which one aligns with the life you want to build. So remember, free Zoom webinar on May 5th at 8 p.m. Central Time. We're going to go behind the scenes of my farm's expansion, talk about how I layer my offerings, and share an exclusive opportunity to help you grow smaller. So the registration link is in the show notes. Once you sign up, you'll get a confirmation email, and then the Zoom link will be emailed 15 minutes before we go live. So thank you for being here. Bloom and grow, friends, and I will see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at sunnymarymeadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.